Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Good afternoon, Lucy.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to see you.
Accountancy, it's going to be tax, isn't it?
It is. It's a little bit different. It's making tax digital. So making tax digital for income tax.
Right. So it's been going on, this making tax digital, for quite a few years now.
Yeah. So we've had making tax digital come out for VAT. And now we've got the next thing, which is for self-assessment.
Right.
So for quite a lot of businesses, this self-assessment that they're completing now will be the last proper self-assessment.
Oh, right. Yes, okay.
So how will it be different?
So it's going to be under Making Tax Digital. So instead of doing it once a year for the deadline of January, it will be quarterly.
Oh, right.
So there'll still be the January year-end one, but we'll have a quarterly submission as we go along as well. Now, this is starting for businesses making over £50,000, as a self-employed person.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
And it also includes like rental income, things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So if you're running a B&B or something like that, you'd be in this bracket. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're making over £50,000 altogether, so with your rental income or your self-employed business or businesses, then you will be put into Making Tax Digital from this April.
Oh,
so
right.
Lots of businesses are going to suddenly have to provide information quarterly.
Okay.
And they're going to need to be on software.
But although I would have thought that would make it easier in some cases, because you haven't got to have a whole carrier bag full of stuff over the last year. You can have a little carrier bag with only a quarters in it.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're already on software, because you need to have Making Tax Digital compliant software, if you're already on software, in theory, we're just going to keep on top of the bookkeeping and then we're just going to submit returns every quarter.
Yeah.
Also, in theory, you know, we're going to then know how much we owe in tax for that quarter. Even better for us, because we can start planning and saving for that tax.
Yes.
That's a lot easier than trying to figure it out for a whole year.
Yeah, exactly. And rather than people leaving it until January, it then becomes this big thing and people leave it until last minute and then they have the big tax bill. Whereas now we're going to know every quarter what's going on roughly. And then at the end of the year, we still have that big one to finalise. And it's important to note that this is for just like preparing the taxes. It's the submissions that are going to be quarterly. It's not actually going to be the tax that needs to be paid quarterly.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So
yes.
When you get to the end of the year and you do your final one, all those figures you put in before will all be effective and
exactly.
You haven't got to go and find them. Then they'll be there.
In theory, they should be in the software. There's slight differences, obviously, if you have multiple income streams.
Yes.
You've got rental income, things like that. They all need to be reported separately. So actually, there's quite a bit of work if you've got, you know, a rental property and two sole trader businesses.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't just have one accounting software for it all.
Okay, so supposing, question, you're running a business, but you've also got a pension coming in alongside that. Is that part of the income?
Good question. So basically, it's only including at the moment your self-employed income and your rental income.
Okay.
So things like your wages, if you've got a payroll job or a job through PAYE, your pensions, as you say, dividends, savings interest, capital gains, all of that doesn't count yet. So we don't need to worry about that. That will come in place with the normal self-assessment tax return at the end of the year.
Yeah, I was thinking that's a sort of personal tax assessment thing. Okay.
Yeah, so we are going to have to report quarterly for self-assessment now, but we're still going to have the fifth one, which will be the self-assessment as normal, sort of round it all up, bring in those extra bits that it wouldn't include, like dividends or payroll.
Right, okay. So that makes sense. Now, you spoke about software. Is it free? Do you have to buy it? Are there different types of it?
Yeah, good question. So the only one, to my knowledge at the moment, that is free is something called Free Agent. All the others are going to be paid for solutions. From my understanding, it costs quite a lot for these companies to sort of build these products for Making Tax Digital, and we have to be using the Making Tax Digital ones. You won't be able to run it from a spreadsheet or anything unless you've got sort of bridging software, but then, you know, we've got software in place anyway.
I have no idea what bridging software is.
Sometimes it's just better to have proper software that does it all,
So I was thinking these will be certified as being suitable for Making Tax Digital by HMRC, I presume.
Yeah, and it's really important to look for Making Tax Digital or MTD IT, so income tax, because actually there's Making Tax Digital, as we know, has been around for a while for VAT. Yeah. And actually, if you think, oh, that's Making Tax Digital, just check it. It's for income tax and not just for VAT.
So VAT is something entirely separate.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It had its own Making Tax Digital sort of information, and now you just need to make sure that the software sort of covers
this,
that.
This is entirely for income, not for turnover.
Yes.
Okay, that
yes,
makes
exactly.
Sense. Okay, and these are readily available. You could buy them, the software, from various retailers.
Yeah, there's loads of softwares out there.
We see one advertised with an annoying Australian bloke. Zero software.
Zero is the one that we use in the practice.
Well, I'm nothing against the software. I just find the adverts irritating.
Yeah.
But
there's
loads of them out there. So, any idea what sort of cost these are for businesses?
Yeah, it really varies. Like as I was saying, there's Free Agent, which is free with, I think you have to buy one of the bank accounts. Or you get a bank account, and then you would get Free Agent.
Oh, right, yes.
But other than that, normally for a zero subscription, you're looking sort of up to around £30 for a plan. There can be cheaper ones.
£30 a month?
A month, yes.
Well, it's not too bad, is it?
No, it depends.
And
you know,
that's deductible.
Yes, it is.
And it does a lot of the work for you, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. It's gonna take that out. For me, I'm really trying to see it with my clients as a positive.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to get to see those figures in real time a lot more, which is what we've been doing for a long time
And it gives them an idea of where their business is going. Won't it? I mean, obviously, hang on a minute, we're not making so much money, or we are making more money. They'll be able to see what direction is going in, as well as already having the stuff to go into HMRC when required.
Yeah, definitely. It's just for at the moment, people aren't always aware that the threshold for this April is 50,000, and that is made up of both the rental income and
that's quite low.
It is quite low. Yeah. When you then bring in a bit of rental income that people receive, maybe people have a couple of different types of businesses, not bringing loads of money.
No, but it soon adds up.
Yeah, and
it?
Remember, that's not a profit figure either. That is your
income.
Top line kind of thing.
The income doesn't mean you'll be paying tax on that, because your deductibles go into the software as well.
Yes.
A lot of people have QuickBooks,
yes,
which
they
use. Is that compatible with that, or is it something entirely separate?
No, QuickBooks definitely have a Making Tax Digital income tax software. Well, so, yeah.
I'm not investigating any of this. I can't get much further than a spreadsheet myself, but I don't need to.
It's interesting. If you've already got QuickBooks, then you're already halfway there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd always double check on the plans. I know with QuickBooks they have loads of different types of plans.
Yes.
But if you're not sure, just talk to an accountant.
Yeah, talk to an accountant. If you've got an accountant, I strongly advise you get one if you're running any kind of business.
Yes.
But it hasn't got to be Lucy. It could be any accountant
you'd
like.
It can be any, yeah.
Although not all of them will deal with CICs, as we found.
No. We have discovered that, yes. But it doesn't matter.
If you've got an accountant, then they can do almost all this work for you, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, you can definitely do it yourself. There is capability out there to do it yourself. So as long as you've got the correct software and you're prepared for it, there's absolutely no reason why you can't.
And you've got a computer.
But sometimes it's that support and that setup at the initial setup.
Yeah, it is. And that will always help, I think. And you know, if you are submitting accounts to Companies House, it's really much better if they're signed off by an accountant than just you.
Well, my main advice at the moment is don't leave it until last minute.
No.
You know,
no.
We all think, April, you know, that's a while away. It will come round pretty quickly.
We're near the end of January now.
Exactly.
February, March will be sort of hitting April quite quickly.
Yeah.
And if you want to keep your hair, you want to do it now.
You want to get used to a new software package.
Well, I see at least March, if not earlier, because then, as you say, you can get used to the software and get everything set up from the get-go and, do it correctly.
In your experience, if you've got no real accounting experience yourself as a business person.
Yeah.
Is this software fairly intuitive when you get it?
It really does depend on your ability. Some people will, for instance, in my business, see Xero and see the user interface and think, this is amazing, I get it. A lot of these people have had sort of background experience in accountancy.
Right.
I've had people who have hit the ground running and learnt it and sort of picked it up quickly. For other people, it's more of a tricky thing. That's why I refer people to the bookkeeping course that I run, actually sometimes I have it all the time where people want to do it themselves, but they don't have that confidence.
No.
So for me, it's making sure that, okay, if you want to do it yourself, fine. Let's make sure that you understand what you're doing and that you're not going to come to me a few months later with a big fire and I need to, you know, sort out all the mess.
Okay. So anything else you want to add to that?
No, just don't leave things until last minute. You know, keep on top. My main tips for you is to keep on top of the bookkeeping, you know, 15 minutes a week, 15 minutes a day. It depends how big your business is. And also, keep business and personal completely separate.
Yes.
It's going to be really tricky with those quarterly ones if we've got things intertwined.
Yes.
Yeah.
A separate bank accounting.
Yeah, and these softwares all have receipt capture tools, so that's how we can then keep receipts all organised. All right.
So
lovely.
Was it sort of that you take a photograph of them or scan them in or something?
Exactly.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they've all got the capability on your phone to take the photo, on the emails you can literally forward it to your personalised email address. So there's so much capability.
Wow, I mean, God, that
makes it so much easier, doesn't it?
There's a lot of the old slog taken out of it.
You haven't got to have piles and piles and piles of receipts.
No, exactly.
No, when I run my own business, they're always in my van in a little folder. They're getting quite tired and crinkly by the time you got to look at them.
Yeah, well, they do actually fade. You know, I receive them sometimes and I think, if you just took a photo, you could have binned that straight away. Or they lose them.
And HMRC are happy with you having scanned in your receipts. They won't want to see the hard copies later on or anything.
No, not at all. That is the receipt as far as they're concerned. So you can take a photo, lose it, bin it,
that's
do whatever
fine.
You want.
That's fine. That makes
as long as you've got the actual copy and it's in good quality, you know, not too blurry or anything like that.
I'm sure that the software will chuck it out if we can't read it.
It very quickly does, yeah.
Yeah,
Very quickly chucks it into the failed folder or whatever.
Oh, no, don't want a failed folder.
Now, briefly, you mentioned bookkeeping courses and they'll run around the island, aren't they?
Yeah, so I do a bookkeeping course on the 24th and 25th of March. That's the next one coming up. But if not, I also have an on-demand course. So that's for people who wouldn't necessarily take in the information over the 2 days, you know, wants to go over it in their business. And then you can go and look back at it, basically.
Yes.
Where can they find out a bit more of those?
Yeah, so you can go on to the Simplex Accounting socials, so we're pretty much everywhere. And, our course
is there. Did you say
it's
going to be at the college?
Yes, it's at the Isle of Wight College on the 24th and 25th of March.
So they can find the information there as well?
Yeah, so the college course links are all on my social media as well. So
excellent. Oh, that's
brilliant.
A good idea. So don't panic, guys.
No.
Or girls.
Don't panic, Mr. Mannering.
It'll be all fine. Just learn how to do it or get someone else to do it if you just get an accountant to do it. It's so much simpler.
It's much easier.
It will be okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Thank you, Lisa, for coming in and putting
Thank
our
you
minds
for
to rest on that one, and we'll put this up on the website with a few links as well.
We will.
So that you can go get yourself a bookkeeping course if you need to.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.